Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I'll
God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You give God praise.
all honor and glory for being in this house tonight. So, Father, we thank you. We give you praise, give you honor and glory. This is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, thank you for this opportunity we have to be in your presence tonight. Lord, thank you, Lord God, even as you bring forth your word. Thank you for giving us clarity and understanding, Lord God. Thank you for revelation, knowledge, and truth. Thank you, Lord God, for answers for every question that's upon our hearts, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you that you withhold no good thing from us, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for even everything that even we may not even know that we have need of. And thank you for provisions being made for us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Show yourself strong tonight, Lord God. Do what you desire to do. Minister, Lord God, how you desire to minister. Lord God, thank you as you open our hearts to receive tonight, Lord God. Thank you that we allow you to have free course. To do what you desire to do, Lord God. Whatever it takes for your will to be done, let it be so in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we humble ourselves and surrender in your presence tonight. We lay it down for you, Lord God, and we dare not take it back up. But, Lord, we thank you as we lay it down, Lord God, that the price may be paid, oh God. Thank you for using us for your glory tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, just lips of clay. Lord Jesus, that I will say, speak, deliver exactly what you have me to say. And when you are done, I am done, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, as I speak as the oracles of God. And I thank you, Lord God, for your presence tonight. Rest upon me, O God. Speak your word, O God. Let the word cut like a two-edged sword. We thank you for piercing, even dividing the Son of Soul and Spirit. In the name of Jesus, Father, thank you right now. You are the bread of life. We thank you for the breaking of bread tonight. As we break this bread, O God, we give it to men, Lord, they will take this word, apply it, Lord God, make use of it, and they will see the results in the name of Jesus. So, Father, thank you for right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you all the praise, give you all the honor and glory. In your Son Jesus' name we pray, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God, amen. This is Apostle Marcus Dupree. Welcome to the Eagles of Flight Hour. And I thank God for each and every one of you. We thank God for Prophet Dupree as well. And tonight, we're going to part three of our series talking about Lord, Build Me Again. And this is our comeback week, amen? Somebody say to yourself, this is my comeback week. This is my comeback time. This is my comeback season. Glory to God. Though, you know, in sports, you know, we see, we hear what the word comeback, and it's very profound because at a time when it looks like a team couldn't get it together, at a time it looks like they lost the structure of how to play, even their fight to play, but something happens. Somebody says something happens. Something happens, and it causes them to wake up, causes something to hit the switch to flick on, causes them to awaken, a shock or any something to provoke, start a fire, rebirth. Something took place to remind them of their abilities and what they can do. And they begin to play, they begin to fight as one that believes. And before you know it, it was a mountain of points to overcome or a great ordeal to overcome. They find themselves in a place to where now they have fire, vigor. They come together as a team, accountability towards one another, and realizing it's not over. And so when we're looking at this thing about rebuilding, we also have to fix our heart and realize that it's not over. See, some of us have been damaged. Some of us have been knocked down, dragged, disappointed, and all kind of different things have happened to knock you down and, matter of fact, try to knock you out. So glory to God. I'm going to go, before I get too ahead of myself, let me kind of slow down a little bit. Amen. I want to go to two scriptures right off the top of my head. Let's go to, and we're still talking about Nehemiah 1 and 2, and we'll touch on 3 tonight, but we're focusing on right now. We still kind of, we read last two weeks about Nehemiah 1 and 2, and there's going to be some points going to be brought up to kind of bring us to a place of standability, a place that was going to cause us to be able to stand against all odds, against what has been set up against you, against those things that wrote you off, those people that wrote you off. Amen. And at a time when when many have thrown the towel in your about your life and say, you know what, you ain't never do nothing special. You just elder. You just so-and-so. You just prophet so-and-so. Ain't nothing spectacular about you. And they just kind of wrote you off as common. Say to yourself, I'm not common. I'm not common. I'm not common. I'm not common. See, God didn't make you to be common. He made you, he said, very good. So he made you someone special. And just because they don't want to believe that, just because they don't want to accept that, that don't mean that you aren't. But you are. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Amen. So, like I said, we're still stemming off of Nehemiah chapter 1 and 2. But I want to kind of shift a little bit. I don't want to spend too much time on that, those two chapters there. But I'm going to touch bases, but we got to move around a little bit. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency and power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus may be made manifest in our body. So understand this, and we are, and we will be, challenged on every side. At a time when it does not look favorable, at a time when it looks like, Lord, you brought me through the last time, but this time don't look too good. I don't know what the outcome is going to be. Lord, I'm damaged goods. My prayer life isn't where it used to be anymore. I can't get back to my flow. It's like heaven is closed up. It's like, even when it comes down to trust, God, as much as I love you, but I almost feel like I can't trust you because of what man has done to me. And I feel like I've been abandoned. God, how do I deal with church folk anymore? How can I even believe that they're going to do the right thing? How do I take it in? Some of us have been crushed by church folk. Some of us have been crushed by the world. Regardless of what, there's still a need to be rebuilt. There must be a rebuilding going on. So as we go, as we look at that, he goes on saying, he goes on verse 7, as he's talking about that, he says, we have this treasure in earthen vessels. See, there's greatness in you, me, us. Let's go a little deeper. Jesus is in us. And because Jesus is in us, hell gonna break out. Challenge is gonna come. They're trying to stop us, trying to block us, trying to shut us down. You leave it up to the enemy, you won't be who you are. But you got to understand, he has purposed this attack to knock you out. All right, he goes on further to say here, we are troubled on every side. Some of us, we feel it. Joel felt it going through it. Every time you look around, you got this thing do, that thing do, this one do this, you got to do that. You don't know which way to turn. Sometimes we just feel stretching on the ground and do nothing. But we can't do nothing. We must do something. So here's, we are persecuted. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. Amen. Then he goes on to say, we are perplexed, but not in despair. You know, we kind of a little confused what was going on. God is kind of puzzled, but we're not in the spirit to where we just, you know, just like we just give up and just faint. The Bible said men ought to pray and not faint. If we're not praying, we're fainting. We got to pray. We got to hold fast our inheritance. We got to hold fast the word. Amen. We have to hold fast and not let go. The world has made up its mind to come at you, to cause you, or whatever it can do to trip you up. That's what he wants to do. He wants to trip you up and throw you into the woods and hope that's the end of you. But not so. See, this is why we can't allow the enemy to get away with stuff. We have to realize that the enemy has, the way he's been coming at us, we've allowed him to, we've entertained him too much. He comes and feeds you some bad thoughts. What do? We start crying and calling this person, that person, Jack and Jill, went up the hill, fetch a pail of water. You know, we can't sit there and wait for people to come deliver us. But there is a God that's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. See, we have to be mindful that no matter where we are in this life, we're going to get challenged. It's going to come. So don't lose heart. Don't lose heart. So he goes on to say, persecuted, but not forsaken. How many of us have been attacked over the last few years? Our character has been challenged. You know, even the dogs. Amen. Sometimes you're going to be challenged by the simplest things and yet make so much a difference. Okay, so it goes on to say, for we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the line also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then, death worketh in us, but life in you. Amen. We have to, in this comeback season, y'all, this is our time to come back from what is old and come into the new. This is the time that we embrace the presence of God and allow him to minister to us like in a way that we've never allowed him to minister before. This is the time to break your tradition. If your decision is going to certain market on the street, and we know that we can go there, we have to go there, but at the same time, the bad guys are not too far from that. So he was facing a situation that he knew he was outnumbered. He probably was he's from John Mant, but bottom line is, you have to be ready. The same way she was ready for me, I have to be ready for her. And so when we look at these challenges that we're facing, a lot of times it's because of where we are, where we're going to, and what we just became. He has a problem. And he figured if he can turn us away from God, that's going to be his answer. So we're moving on. As you see here, computer froze up on here. All right, so Romans chapter 4. We're talking about bring remembrance to about Abraham. And we're going somewhere with this. We're just gathering some platform, and so we can build from here and cause it to prosper wherever we can do. Amen. So here it is. So we're looking at Romans chapter 4. And I'll look at verse 16. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end of the promise, might be sure to all the seed, not to that which is the law, but to that also, which is the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. So now as we're setting up, we're seeing that the sacrifice is going to take place, and Abraham has been commissioned by God to go and kill the baby. And so here it is at a time and season where the kingship, whatever the king said, went. His role, his gonna roll. So, but in this particular time, I noticed that it was a little different. But God was moving on my behalf before I realized that he was moving. I went back and looked back at some things and realized he's already putting things in motion for me. So, because of this, this has caused me to realize and see that it was never God's plan for me to fail, to miss the mark, to fall. But guess what? It may have done. It may have happened. Some of you may have fallen. Some of you may have lost your way. Guess what? It's okay. Redemption is here right now. This is your moment in time to get that new beginning that you so desperately want. He needs that, as the Lord is dealing with our hearts about these things, we want to allow him to minister from us on different levels. I mean, we have people who come from all different places, but the fact of the matter is, we still have the same problems. And so there's no need for us to act or treat each other any different. But we're on the same team. Same team. So now, as we're moving on further, now we see that things happen and the schedule change, but we still play. You know, and so when we understand that our opposition, the enemy, thinks that you're washed up. He thinks that you have no more fighting you. He thinks that he got the best hand on you. Just when he thought he had you, just when he thought that he had to figure out, someone said, but God. See, but God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. That is a big situation. But bottom line is, we're going to be faced with challenges. We're going to be faced with giving up. And by the way, the number, if anyone would call in if you have questions or comments, the number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Amen. So as we continue to press forward, let us know that all these things that we're doing is working for our good, y'all. It's working for our good. Now, we're talking about a comeback. That means you were down, almost out for the count. It's somewhere in between, God bless you, with a business. So we was able to make some moves early. But bottom line is, when it was time to go forward, you know, when it comes time for us to go forth and do the service of the Lord, it helps when we have people who are functioning and listening to what God is saying. You're never too young. So because we're never too young, because it won't hurt us, sometimes we stand still and watch the opportunity come to us. But there are other times that we have to make a comeback. There's times like now that we have to get in this thing. We got to make up in our heart and our mind. I refuse to go down a statistic. I refuse to give up and let this boulder knock me down. I refuse to let these breaks cause me to be a fail. I refuse to be bullied. I refuse to allow anything that does not need to be there to be there. This means war. We have to get the fire in our eyes and realize that the only way you're going to win, you got to fight. See, only way I'm going to win, I got to fight. No one is getting a break here. We have to fight. So many times the enemy thinks that he has us because why? Because we don't want to fight. We think it's okay, you know. But if they're going to be responsible and do what they have to do, give me a do what you got to do. But the fact of the matter is, no weapon that's formed against us to prosper is sometimes the same ones who we met growing up. It's still that kind of thing. And sometimes for the wrong reasons. But nevertheless, in spite of all that, God can use even that to get his glory. And this week is going to be the same. It's time out for the enemy thinking that he got us. Time out for the enemy. Time out for the enemy thought that he has figured out. But my God shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We cannot give up on ourselves. No matter how many people may give up on us because they've told us not to do certain things, but we cannot afford to give up because we have to make sure that proper that we are doing what we need to do, basically, because we have to cover ourselves. Because, see, the enemy walking to and fro, seeking who he may devour, he's always looking for an opportunity. He's always looking for a slip-up. He's always looking for a slide in so he can get in and cause havoc. Now, so I just want to encourage you with that. Amen. So, persecuted, not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. So because we understand that no matter, the Bible says, a righteous man falls seven times, but guess what? He gets back up again. Hallelujah. Sometimes somebody shout. See, sometimes we have to understand that it was not by our good looks or our body that caused it to get to certain places in life. It's also because of the heart that we have. The people can see that we're about good, positive things. Amen. But if we don't pay attention to that, we'll find ourselves doing some stuff that we have no business doing. We need guidance. And so we thank the Lord for him guiding us in all peace. Amen. So even as we go a little further, glory to God. If anyone need to call it, number 347-945-5416. Amen. All right. So as we look at that scripture and we see that, so we're going to go through some things. We're going to fight some battles. Some avalanches are going to come our way. We just got to hold on tight. Whew. Glory to God. Let me say this. The comeback is going to be sweet because you didn't look back. The comeback is going to be sweet because you did not look back. There's nothing back there for you. Romans 4:17, verse 16. Therefore, it is of faith that it may be given by grace to the end promise, which might be sure to all the need, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of all. And it says, as it is written, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him whom believed God, who quickened the dead, and called those things be not as though they are. So even though we did set, we have to remember, God is the author and finisher of our faith. Whatever he said do, that's what we do. So glory to God. So want to just encourage you with that. Let me bring that part to a clear. You're going to be challenged left and right. There are certain seasons in your life that you can be challenged like a madman, mad woman. Especially when you're going along with the flow of things, you're going to face all kinds of opposition. And a lot of times from the people that you least expect. For the people in the way that some people did about bringing to you. We have to know that no matter what the enemy wants to do, he's still going to get a great deal. So, amen. So we're going to allow God to do what he got to do. Let's move a little further. Amen. And so he goes in, who against hope, verse 18, 418, that he might become the father of many nations. According to that which was spoken. I say, so shall thy seed be, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb, he staggered not at the promises of God, through unbelief. He was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded what had happened, and he was able also to perform, and therefore it was imputed for him as righteousness. And now it is written. Now it was not written for the sake alone, for the sake alone, but that is what imputed to him. But for us also, to whom they may shall be imputed, if we believe in him that raises up the Lord Jesus from the dead, who delivered for our soul for our offenses, and was raised again for our justification. Amen. So when we see the process of him, Jesus, dying on the cross, it saved us from a lot of things, and there's still some things that we have to go through. But compared to what it could have been versus what it is right now, that's a blessing all by itself. Amen. Okay, so those are the points that I wanted to, as far as get started reading. Now, I'm going to go to 10 points I want to make available. 10 points of power from chapter 1 and chapter 2. If you haven't read it yet, go back to chapter 1 and chapter 2 and look at that, and so you can see exactly what I'm talking about. Amen. I got 10 power points I want to give you, but those 10 power points about chapter 1 and chapter 2. Things that you remember. I may even add a few bonuses in that one too, but at least 10. Amen. At least 10, okay? And I spent some time with the Lord the other morning. I'm back, I was going to work, and he dropped it in my spirit, ministered to me about it, and it blessed my soul. Amen. All right, so here it is. Okay, here we go. So we're talking about, once again, Lord, rebuild me again. But even in the midst of the rebuilding, there's going to be combat. So even in that, so now we're facing a position to where, while we're going forth, trying to bring it forth, that we would also, okay, so as we talk about rebuilding, we also go look at the fact that how, once again, we overcome, we win, we others wrote us off not to make it, and so this is where we are right now. Okay, the 10 questions, I mean, not the questions, 10 points are, number one, spend time privately with what you are about to bring, show, or release public. Examine the details to make the wise decision. Let me read that again. Points of power. Number one, spend time privately with what we are about to bring, show, and release public. So here it is, we go do tickets to some transactions, and somehow my social security come up, or whatever the case may be, there's a breach. There's something's going on. So when it comes down to spending time, I wanted to start with that one because it's very important. Spend time privately with what you're about to bring forth, show, release public. Examine the details to make the wise decision. So here it is. We see association bring assimilation. So when we talk about people being connected to you, why are some people connected to you? And who you allow to do that? You know, sometimes we break the rules in a crazy way. But bottom line is we have to stand firm on that word. We cannot lose faith and allow the enemy to steal our joy. So we're going to, you know, as we get ready to go forward to number two, spend time privately helps you to overcome publicly, personally, in public attacks. Now, let me peek back at the first one again, because when he said about spend time probably with what you are about to bring forth. Now, let me say this. You may have to gather a team. And not only to gather a team, but you get some things that you want y'all to accomplish and do. So as y'all are going forth together, some things got taken care of. But there was this one thing that was left off. And so I called back. No answer. So I went there. And so as I went there, he was, you know, kind of glad to see this and that. But I said, I told him what I wanted. He took me point right there to it where I need to go. So what I'm saying is this. Sometimes God will use an uncommon way to prepare you for the next place he got in you. Sometimes he's going to do something that's going to get your opinion because he knows that, mommy, don't play that. So bottom line is, when we come to this point now, it's time for you to make your comeback. Now, once the first thing was about, you know, you, the one, once again, one second. Okay, number one, this point is spend time privately with what you are going to bring, show, or release public. Examine the details to make wise decisions. Yeah, think about it. You know, sometimes we do some stuff, we do things, and we may not realize it's going to cost us so much more, especially depends on the time of the ride as well. And so as we, you know, go forth and do, he's going to make provision. He's going to do what he has to do. But the bottom line is we cannot be afraid of what the enemy wants us to believe. We can't be afraid of the standard of whatever it is that God wants to do. We have to remember we're on the same team. And the enemy will try and cause havoc between the saints that we cannot work together. We can't pray together. We can't do this and that together. All of us bringing discord and trying to just trifling. Amen. Some people just don't want to drive. Some people just don't want to do that. So to say that people are here, all people are like that, that's not cool. Amen. So knowing this and that now, it's going to be powerful to see what God's going to do in this year. I'm just certain, I know without a shadow of a doubt, that God is going to do, and when he does, this time we shall come forth with power and deliverance. It shall come forth. If we choose to keep on staying in this place, we're going to stay in this place. But when we choose to get out, when we choose to stretch out our faith, when we try to tell you to punk the horn, so now we're gonna do something that we should probably, that we want to be a hero now, and it's not. Listen, don't let pride steal your joy. Don't let pride steal your family. Don't let pride mess things up. You know, speak with one another and do respect each other. Amen. Don't let the enemy see all, you know, discord or all this stuff going on. They can tell. Amen. So this is why we have to stay firm and stay on point with the enemy. So as we continue to go forth, we're going to go forth, and also, too, that when we look at the fact of the matter of the comeback, we're going to look at also your disappointments. We're going to look at your successes. We're going to look at your promises that are broken and promises that's been made. Oh, yeah. See, we are not squeaky clean. There's some challenges that we had to overcome to get where we are. Sometimes we had to hold on while, you know, the partner was just trying to go for the highest thing, but there's only one higher. So anyway, long story short, she did. It was a partial thing, but the fact of the matter is she took care of the problem. We have to continue to do that, because when we don't fix the problems, it's going to lead to disaster. Well, what is that I'm talking about? Okay, well, let's look at this realistically. If the enemy desires to sit as weak, why are we entertaining him instead of casting him down, casting him out? Too many churches are harboring demons. too many churches are harboring churchgoers. They're religious, they're not real. It's such a privilege and honor to be chosen to be around with some awesome men of God. But at the same time, too, we understand until that time comes, there's some work to do. We got to be able to gird up our legs and stand and go finish this thing. So, amen. So glory to God. I just wanted to touch base on that there just because it's time for us to get ready to come back. We have to get back in the race. We have to plug in and get in where we fit in and not look back. Don't lose heart. You know, amen. God is still on the throne. God has not forgotten you. Some of you have felt that God has abandoned you. God has not abandoned you. Some of you felt like, you know, like all your friends forget you, this and that. But God has not abandoned you. Remember that. He has desired the same way some of us have to do certain things. But the bottom line is he needed a break. It's a lot. And so, hey, when we look at all these factors and realize things are going to happen if we change, if we don't change or not, we are not going to be DOC. So as we continue to fight back, watch God leave his information and everything. But the bottom line is God wants us to be strong, self-sufficient. He wants to be overcomers. He wants to not bow down from every challenge. He don't want to bow out, but he wants to face the day with looking it right in the eye and attack. This is how your comeback is going to look. It's time out for you running from things. It's time out for you allowing some things to be. If it's nasty, amen, they have to take it out. Or you take it out, but then we put it back in. So we have to discipline ourselves to win. We have to discipline ourselves to accomplish all that God will have us to do. Amen. So don't allow the enemy to talk you out of your victory. Don't allow the enemy to dirt on you when you're, you know, down and trying to go through process. Don't let the enemy walk on you. And we know that you're worth more than a few grand reps. Amen. But bottom line is, we got to fight. We can't stay here any longer. Glory to God. So as we continue to go forward, we're going to, man, it's so much to be in. But anyway, the point, I'm going to go back to the points. I'm going to go through them just so you can have the points and then you can refer back to them as need. Okay, number two, spending time privately helps. Oh, what I was meant to say with number one was spend time privately with you about to bring forth, show, release, or public. Okay, stream, I'm examine the details to make the wise decision. Okay, this is because of what's happening right now. And because this is happening right now, it's really epic right now. It's really on. So when we are facing these challenges, let us remember, you know, that the sometimes no matter how big, crazy things get, don't lose heart. You're a fighter. You're a winner. Okay? You go on to say, okay, number three says, praying through the burden helps you to become fortified or strong enough to carry out the mission. Pray through the burden helps you to be, to be or become fortified or stomach enough to carry out the messenger. Never abandon your current assignment out of a famous, oh, let me read it again. Never abandon your current assessments out of base of an additional moment. This stays sober. Okay. Remember this, intercession, always enter in before season. Intercession allows you to enter in before recession. True light, oversight, and some come from South Carolina. So, verse 6, number 6, he says, share God's heart with whom also he knows. For they is the part of the plan. You want watch God use the kingdom to supply vision and also every good access. Every good access. Some accesses that we have allowed, and we're talking about God healing and rebuilding us again, or heal us again. We have to allot and look at the time it takes for us to be delivered. The process is going to cause us to be set free. The process is going to also cause us to not put our head down, not to give up. You know, it was very easy saying that when you come through here in the hospital. It was a different story than when you actually live it. Sometimes all you got is you. And so because of that, you got to do what you got to do. Amen. So, okay, amen. So stand still. And if he does have a charcoal, we can use the charcoal. So, amen. So when we look at these pictures and we see a woman distressed, she looked like... She's mad because something that she worked hard to achieve, someone else took that. Yeah, I feel that too. So, what do you do in the meantime? You keep fighting, keep working, keep whistling, keep hustling. We got to get our grind on. It's no joke. We're going to have to get our grind on. So, amen. So, I'm going to go forward and do all I know to do and more. But, going on is there's so much that we have to do, so much to be accomplished, so much to will our way through. Lord, have your way. See, we have been set up by God to be challenged. So when we are going through our challenging times, remember this, these times that we're going through, this time, terminal jobs, these are things that will cause you to stay in a certain area because of the dedication of your heart that we have towards the Lord. As we love his son the way he loves us, you know. So let us press our way. Let us understand and know that, yes, because some things happen, we have to, you know, we do not have to wear a tank top or whatever. We just have to, you know, bundle up. So as we continue to go forth and do what thus saith the Lord, remember that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You got to know that no matter what the enemy tries to do, he's going to always try and stir up something old with me and him. Amen. So, no one told me that, but I just know just from time there, seeing it, I sat in a bar, slash a little sticker by myself, and drinking me some simple water. I think I'll find out more why I need to have water. Amen. So, we need to be able to move in a few minutes. So as we continue to press on forward, remember, don't give up. Don't lose your heart. You know, we have to understand that no matter what enemy tries to do, we have to stay strong and be firm. Your mom will have bump it. But bottom line is, it's Friday. Not bad for Friday. So, amen. So as we continue in this flow, amen, as we continue in this flow, let us begin to work on cuts, amen, as we continue to trust the Lord as we're walking through, as we have to finish the towel, amen, let it be out, and as we finish just to get started, get going, move forward, well, we have to get that process too. So as we continue on, let us remember and be reminded, there's a reason why God called us, amen, he called us for such a time as this, and that's understandable, amen. So, amen. So, they didn't think twice about it. So, amen. So, at least you find out who it is, you know, what is it coming for. Amen. So, amen. All right, so we're going to stop here. I do believe that with the time has run out, there's a strong scene that's going to cause us to appear again. Yes. So, amen, as we continue to go forward, let's continue to fight for what's right and what's alive. And some things for the kids, we don't have anything to do with that, which is backwards to me. Amen. So, amen. So, as we continue to go forward, let's be truly true to ourselves. Amen. All right, we have the 265, the 24, 665, two order nuggets. Amen. To the stomachs. Amen. All right. So, amen, as we continue to move forward, as we continue to strive and get to that place where healing never has to go, amen, we're going to continue in that. Because, as we continue to hold fast to the promises of God, the answer of God, yea, amen. Amen. So, you know, we know how those outlets can be over here. Them boys are thirsty, they're hungry. And if you're not caught up, you caught up right there along with them. Amen. So it's definitely necessary for you to definitely be a fraternal bleeding. Amen. So, amen. So, you know, it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a challenge. Maybe your body's not up to that fight. You know what I'm saying? You know, you have to be honest and just like, yeah. So, amen. So, as we continue to go further, go press forward in this thing, remember, not everyone can start. Amen. Not everyone starts it and finishes. Amen. We try to make sure we try to accommodate each and every person. Something could have happened over a month ago. Amen. So the enemy decided to bring this up now. So, amen. So we see that in the speeding up to the gate. He was able to get started. Amen. We was able to get started and get some things accomplished. So, amen. So as we continue to go in, this is our last one we're going to be doing for tonight. NBA Live. Amen. Last longer. Amen. So we're talking about this is great thing, realism 11, and then Mo is 1858. Yeah. So as we continue to be pressed in, we don't take the client too well. But and I know it's just not the best thing, but at the same time, I live in Gifford. So it made sense for me to go through time and come straight on up. So I keep that in mind when it's time we, you know, we do something. Amen. So, amen. All right. So once again, thank God for each and every one. Your hospitality was great, and the conversation was good as well. So it's nice. So, amen. So we will talk to you guys later. And may God bless you. And we'll talk to you. Yes. Amen. All right. So we're going to come to this part here. And we're going to get ready to open up the line for those who may have... Okay, actually, we're going to open the line for one person who we're going to pick a number, a phone number for those who are on the line that will receive a free gift from us. Amen. And so we're going to come back next week and we'll finish up on the other parts of the points for them to come back and make. We'll run out of time tonight, but we'll come back. It's a lot to bring. There's not a lot of it, but it's more points to be made. And I don't want to just rush through it, you know, because we just begin with next week on those points, and we can spend adequate time on it. So, amen. So just to get through tonight, we want to go ahead and get ready to run whoever's number is on, and I think it's number three. And we're going to we can give that number for the number three. The last four digits for number three, I should say. The last four digits for number three. And that person will receive a free gift from us, a gift card. Amen. And we just need you to, if you have your friends on Facebook, inbox me and send me your address so we can get that out to you this week. Amen. And it's a thank you for the years that we've, you know, the years so far we've been in on the line. Amen. Here, we've been blessed. We've been blessed for about 5 years now. I think it was close to 5 years, right at 5 years now. And it's been a blessing, you know, each and every time, the whole time of the way. So, amen. So, We just want to give back and be a blessing, and also be sowing back into this station as well, you know, for what God has been doing and even for just for the longevity of it. I mean, you know, God's been faithful. He's really been faithful. So, amen. So the last four digits for call number three, amen, Pastor, do you have that number, the last four digits? Hello? Hello. Okay, we have a slight difficulty. Oh gosh. Don't know what happened. Okay. All right. Well, guess we'll have to do two next week then. Can't get through another side there. But okay. Well, we thank the Lord for what He said and done tonight. Okay. All right. What's the four digits for the number three?
Number three.
Yes.
908-386-9361.
Okay, what's the last four digits? 9361. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, we have the call for number three. Your last digits is 9361. If you want to, you can state your name, or you can inbox me on Facebook and send me information so we can mail a gift card out to you. Amen. 9361. That's the winner for this week, 9361. Okay. All right. Well, praise God. All right. From this point here, we're going to get on out of here, but we thank God for each and every one. And once again tonight, you remember, this is your comeback. This is your comeback, and don't let anything or anyone stop that. You know, as we talk about this comeback, you just got to remember that it's going to be a fight. It's going to, you know, you have to really encourage yourself in the Lord, and, you know, we have to position ourselves to win. But when it comes down to positioning ourselves to win, we cannot allow the enemy to sabotage us. We can't allow him to stop what God's putting in motion. There's a reason why God is putting the pressure, and he's allowing the pressure and the weight to be on you, because it's like weight training. See, man, as you go through weight training, you get up under those weights, you're pushing, you're pumping those weights, you find yourself getting stronger. See, as a Christian, we have to get stronger, you know, because, you know, it's the battle's not going to get necessarily easier for us. It's going to get more challenging as we go down the road. So we have to know how to bear some weight and endure the pressure. You know, so you harm person on the other side, you're not forsaken. Cast out but not destroyed. So we have to remember that no matter what's coming at us, we have the victory through Christ. He's given us the victory. We're going to have to just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. We cannot allow the enemy to chump us out. He's going to try to come at us. He's going to come at us. But at the same time, we cannot allow him to have the victory. God has made us a fortified city, and he's made us strong and ready to fight to the end. So we can't give up. So once again, those couple of PowerPoints, spend time privately with what you are about to bring forth, show, and release publicly. Whatever it is, it may be an idea, it may be a concept, it may be a ministry that you're going to bring forth. Spend adequate time in prayer about it. When you're making your comeback, spend adequate time in prayer about it. Whatever it is you've been putting off, you started what time, it fell on your face, come in, you know, will cover it in adequate prayer. That way, when the opposition comes against it, you and that thing will stand. Amen. Spending time privately helps us to overcome publicly our personal and personal attacks and personal public attacks. Because people will say some stuff and come at you all kind of ways. So prayer, they will send us to spend time in privately in prayer will help us to overcome even those things. Prayer, okay, praying through the burden helps you to be or become fortified strong enough to carry out the assignment. Amen. Whatever it is that God's called you to do, through prayer and through praying through that burden. When you pray through and persevere through that burden, you will be strengthened to and be fortified, to be strong enough, and to carry out the assignment. Whatever God's put your hand to do, you will finish. He will help you to finish it. Okay? And this is the last one I'm going to read for tonight, and we will pick up the rest of next week. Never, never, never abandon your current assignment out of or because of an emotional moment. Stay sober-minded. In other words, don't get mad at someone and quit and stop going or blame it on God and then quit. Just throw yourself to the dogs. No, that's not the way we're supposed to be doing it. So if the enemy tries to come at you like a flood, knock him out. You know, if the enemy tries to, you know, he wants you to quit, you don't quit. You're not a quitter. You're an overcomer. So remember that. You're an overcomer. You're not a quitter. Amen. So thank God for each and every one for being on today, tonight. 9361, you are the winner. Please, my information is Marcus Free. Matter of fact, if you can email me. If you can do that. Email me, MarcusDupree99@yahoo.com. MarcusDupree99@yahoo.com. Amen. And you can email me or you can inbox me on Facebook. Amen. So feel free and let me know who you are so we can be a blessing this week with the gift card. Okay. All right. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you for giving you praise, give you honor and glory. This is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for showing yourself strong, Lord God. Thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we thank you, Lord God, for your strength, even your all, Lord God, to be depressed down, Lord God, shaking together, running over us, your men, giving to our bosom. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, do the marvelous work that you desire to do. Have your way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord God, that we cannot stop. We must go forward. We must press forward, press through in Jesus' name. So, Lord, thank you right now for in the name of Jesus, God, for your hand being upon us, so empower us to go forth to do great things in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Show yourself strong, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, give you honor and glory. In your son, Jesus' name, we pray. No weapon, Lord God, for me against your prosper. Once again, Lord God, no weapon. And we seal in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you for your perseverance tonight. Thank you for being with us and being on. Amen. For the 5 years that we've been on, God's been doing some great things, and even greater things are yet to come. So be encouraged tonight, and join us back on next week as we go back into parts. We will continue on the comeback on next week as we go back into those parts. Amen. And we're going to see God move. God's going to move. I look forward to hearing the testimonies of how God is moving in your lives. Amen. Just definitely share us and share with us and encourage us. Amen. As we continue to encourage you. Amen. So love you all. God bless. Amen. To
your mother, shout your brother, God.